This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you have done a phenomenal job.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Now let me throw a couple at you. What's your name?
Don.
Don.
Bang, bang!
Don, you understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm out.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
Huh? Hello? What?
What's up, homies?
Hi, guys.
So it's not Rosenberg.
No.
For the first time since May 28th of 2018.
My goodness.
It's Ty Butler.
Oh, you did an ENN back then?
We did it together. And the reason why I remember that is because...
May 18th?
It was May 28th.
Oh, was that Memorial Day?
It was Game 7, mm-hmm. Western Conference Finals, mm-hmm. Rockets-Warriors in Houston. 27 straight missed threes by the Rockets. That's the last time we did this.
Wow.
So welcome aboard,
it's
everyone.
It's always a holiday, apparently.
Yeah.
When we get to,
what does
to
that
sneak
say about
into the
us?
Studio. Well, I mean, we're utility players, man. That's what we are.
Enrique Wilson, Miguel Cairo.
This is what we do.
Alex Caruso.
Yeah. Right?
So welcome to ENN.
You want me to find other players like to follow up with what you were saying?
All you got to do is go through the entire Knick roster. Everyone they signed.
I didn't say G League. I said look, like that's but that's what we are. Like we are Robert Horry.
But that's fine. He did win 7 rings.
That's right.
And he hit big shots.
Right.
The biggest of shots.
That's what it's about.
We can do that. I'm fine knowing what my role is and just excelling in that role.
See, if everybody in the world did that, recognize where you are and be great at that instead of worrying about being great at something you're not doing right now.
Exactly. Find whatever it is your strength is and just make sure you are exceptional at
whatever
that.
You're doing, do it the best.
See? A little...
Start there and then you'll climb faster than if you just wallow in misery not doing well at what you're supposed to be doing while wishing you were doing something else.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself. So welcome to ENN. It's yours truly, Ty Butler. Ty D. Butler on Twitter, TYDBUTLER.
Get this guy some followers.
And we start by saying good evening to the great Alan Hahn.
I know the Knicks better than probably anybody in the city.
Now, that's true. So about the Knicks.
Although I have to admit, Mike Breen probably knows.
Mike Breen, how great is he? I was listening to some highlights the other day. And I'm like, you hear his voice, and it just screams. It just screams big game. By the way, I know what that drop is from. It was Warriors in Oklahoma City, February game. Steph Curry hit a shot from like 40 feet to win the game.
Really?
Yes.
You remember that one?
Because he did. Remember, Mike Breen doesn't do multiple bangs.
No, it's a double bang. A double bang is a huge shot.
Yeah, he did like a triple bang. And I'm not accustomed to him doing multiple bangs. I'm just – Mike Breen's a one-bang guy.
Is he? Well, yes.
That's confirmed. From what I know, he's a
one-bang guy. I don't know. You know, in college maybe things were different, but now yes.
So that was Warriors Thunder. What a great shot by Steph Curry. Finally, the shot of – you know, the regular season shot of the decade.
But of the decade?
Of the decade. Okay. Regular season shot of the decade. But back to the Knicks, we concocted a list of the records for all the local teams this decade. We can start in basketball. The Knicks at 321 and 484.
Oh, boy.
That is a 399 winning percentage. Good enough for the fifth worst record in the NBA.
At least it's not the worst.
That includes, by the way, a 54-win season.
That it does.
So without that 54-win season, they might be closer to the worst.
Yeah. It's been a rough one.
But not,
although you could argue it was still better than the 2000s.
Oh, it was. It
had to be better than the 2000s.
And the Knicks won a playoff series.
That's right.
This decade.
Yes.
So they've got one playoff series victory since 2000.
Yes.
And it came this decade.
What a year that was.
And you almost blew that series against the Celtics.
You know what? Honestly, like, we don't need that much detail. It was a great run. It was a lot of fun. And if Melo puts that dunk down over Hibbert,
Roy Hibbert,
we've got a hell of a conference finals.
But I know Kai's in the studio. You can't laugh too much. Your Nets haven't been much better. They are 313 and 491, good enough for the third worst record in the NBA.
But they do everything right, don't they? Everything.
By the way, where the hell is Kyrie Irving? Is he going to play again?
They have a practice facility in the city. Apparently, you see this story? Apparently Durant chose the Nets over the Knicks because the Nets practice facility is right there in Brooklyn, like right there, and it's just he was moved by the practice facility. Like that's the decision. That moved you. That made the decision. Really? Like how many of these stories are we going to have to hear about? What's next? The bottled water, way better in Brooklyn.
The concessions there.
It's just,
they,
you know,
just spoke to him.
There was something, yeah.
There's something about that hot dog in the Barclays Center.
I what else are we going to come up with now? Right? Is the jersey, I like the black jerseys better than the orange and blue. Like, is that what it is?
We love that Biggie is
from
Brooklyn.
How about you just say what we all know? You didn't want the Crucible.
No, stop it.
It's true.
This is where we disagree.
He didn't want the Crucible.
Come on.
Put it this way.
What Kevin Garnett said about Kyrie Irving.
Can I throw this out at you? If the Knicks got the Holy Trinity, win the lottery, get Zion, get Kyrie, get KD, where are they right now?
Well, KD's hurt.
Uh-huh.
Zion's hurt.
Yeah.
And Kyrie's hurt.
So they're right, pretty much where they are right now.
Yeah, but at least you have hope for the future.
No, because all the guys that you have now aren't here because you don't have any money. Because you gave it all to two players who are both hurt and can't play.
But let's be
real.
So
where are you?
It's not like they went out and signed. I mean, you know.
I'm not saying they're better. Don't twist that. I didn't say they're better off. I'm saying they're, like, what's the difference? You'd still be getting crushed.
Yeah, but you'd be on an upward trajectory looking ahead to next season.
What are they saying about Zion? Is he even going to play this year? He's got to lose weight. You know, they're worried. They're teaching him how to run. They're teaching him how to run differently.
But I feel like that's
Kyrie's shoulder is a concern, and you're coming off an Achilles. It just, all of it just felt like that this Holy Trinity thing was something that was almost like, it felt like a fantasy, right? So you're still in a bad place. Regardless, it was always going to be a bad place.
But
for
let's
some
not
reason,
do revisionist history.
I'm not revising. I'm just saying.
Everyone wanted those three guys. They were.
I'm not denying that.
The players that you had to get.
I think you're missing the point. What I'm saying is that it just feels like no matter what they would have done, it still would have been bad, right? Well, like, there was no good. Like, there was. That's the frustration. There's nothing good.
Yeah.
This decade has been all about, I can't have anything nice.
Back to the Zion thing, that's a little overblown because I feel like whenever you're rehabbing a certain part of your body, you have to relearn how to use it. So I know that became a big story, and he's learning
how
to run again.
Changing the way he runs, they said.
Well, because he's such a freakish athlete, you've got to find a way to minimize his, you know, propensity to get hurt.
Okay. The sneaker blew out on him. The knee sprained, and from there it got worse until they needed to do surgery on it.
Okay.
I don't know how it had to do with the way he's running.
So the Yankees, I teased this stat.
Yeah, this is huge.
They went an entire decade without even appearing in a World Series.
Brutal. First time since the 1900s, right?
That had never happened before.
Right, since existence, right?
Yeah, that had never happened
1910s,
before.
Whatever?
So if we talk about who has the best – if we just look at the best records in baseball – from 2010 until now, where do you think the Yankees are?
The Yankees' record?
The Yankees' record.
Well, I imagine it's one of the betters, but let's start with where the Mets were. Do that one first.
The Mets were 16th.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
if having
middle?
Okay, let me get to the winning percentage.
Middle?
They were under 500. Bye. Let me do the math real quick.
Look, you just told me the Nets and Knicks were the third and fifth worst.
But see, this is what you have a problem with. We're now lowering the standards. You're going to tell me the Mets, who for the decade are 34 games under 500, is not that bad? It's embarrassing.
It's pretty bad.
I mean, they went to a World Series, but are we going to celebrate them losing in five games to the Kansas City Royals?
Wild card winner.
Who, by the way, we don't even know that there's evidence that the Royals are still existing. Because where have they been since then?
Yeah.
So the Mets are 16th. Where do you think the Yankees are?
Like I said, they've got to have they never had a losing season.
Gun to your head. Where are the Yankees? Give me a number.
Best.
You nailed it. The Yankees this decade had the best record in baseball.
That's incredible.
And somehow managed to not appear in a single World Series.
They had the best record in baseball, and they haven't appeared in a World Series in the decade. Best record in baseball.
921 and 699.
That's
a 569 winning percentage.
That's incredible.
How does that happen?
What do you mean, how does it happen? They have regular season success, regardless of even when they had down years. You're still over 500. And not everybody does that. Everybody goes through losing. I mean, the Astros were horrific in the first half of the decade.
I wonder if we go through every sport, the major sports, like, you know, the NFL, MLB, and NBA, obviously. Yeah. How many teams manage to go an entire decade with the best record without appearing in a championship series? I wonder how often this happens.
How often?
You have a team have the best record for entire decade.
That much success
without
and
appearing,
not appearing
in a championship series. So the Super Bowl or the World Series, or in this case,
the Atlanta Hawks of the 90s.
But I would imagine they didn't have.
They always had 50-win seasons.
But they didn't
never.
Have the best record because, you know, Jordan's Bulls dominated. And even when he retired.
So you mean the,
best record.
The best record without getting to one championship
round. That has
round
to be rare.
Is,
like,
it,
gun to my head, that might be the first time that's ever happened in sports.
That's,
I would be shocked if that happened before.
That's not far-fetched. Because normally when you have that much regular season success, it does translate into at least playing for a title.
Yes. And in this case, it did.
That's a pretty incredible stat. That's an amazing stat. Best record in baseball for the decade, never, ever played in the World Series.
All right, so let's
fantastic.
Go to football. Bills, Giants.
Now, we got this from ESPN Sports and Information.
ESPN
right?
Sports and Information. Bills, Giants, Jets, in that order, 23rd best record, 24th best record, 27th best record. Here's what's impressive about the Giants, though. They went 70-91. They were 21 games under 500.
Oh, my God.
But won a Super Bowl.
The only team to win a championship in the decade. Right. And they were 21 games under 500 overall.
And not only did they win a Super Bowl, they beat the Patriots.
right. They beat the team of the decade.
The team of the last two decades. Islanders 380 and 307, Rangers 417 and 289.
Again, Rangers, that's a great record. 417 wins. Islanders with 380. You know, that's impressive stuff, those two. The Islanders got it done later in the decade, but the Islanders sustained success throughout this decade. After the 2000s, they were hot and cold. In the 90s, they were an abomination in the last half. So, you know, they've really gotten themselves back on track as a franchise, which is good to see, and they're trending up. And the Rangers as well. You know, the Rangers trending up, and the Rangers had success. They got to a Stanley Cup final, as we know. They've been
2015.
They were in the final four, I believe it was three out of 4 years.
Yeah.
So that's a measure of success when you're a front office executive. Is a coach always wants to win the championship or else it's a failure. I get it. But when you're in the front office, your goal is to make the final four. If you do that, you've had a good season. Not a great one, but a good one.
Give yourself a chance.
That's it.
A legitimate chance.
Put yourself in the running. And the Rangers did that for a span. Out of 4 years, they did it three times, and they got to the championship round. So that was a good run for them in the 2010s.
So we just went through all the local teams. Let's just look over the course of the next decade. Let's try to prognosticate what's going to happen over the next 10 years.
By the way, just one last thing is, before we prognosticate, let's just now, overall, our teams, because I said it's our worst decade, only one championship. How about overall regular season record combined of all of our teams? Did we have a winning record overall or a losing record? Well, it sounds like, obviously, as you read everyone. Now, we include the hockey teams, so they put you over the top. The Yankees, who were just incredible, so they're over the top. But everyone else was under 500. So did we get sandbagged by some really bad teams? Yes. But not by much, though, which I think is incredible.
So what's the record?
So the overall record for all of our teams, which includes the Buffalo Bills because they are in New York, but does not include the Devils because they are not in New York. Right? That's what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
It's 3,356 wins and 3,369 losses.
I mean, we're still under 500.
But 13 games.
And you know what's...
Which is mind-boggling because you've had some really bad teams.
What's mind-boggling about that...
The Yankees literally
the Yankees
just dragged you almost to 500.
We're 222 games over 500.
And everybody else
and
just...
everyone else is so bad that as a city, we're what, 6 games under 500?
No, 13.
13 games under 500.
13 games under 500.
That is mind-boggling. That's bizarre.
So legit loser... decade.
Just give,
loser decade.
Just give
it's
just
time.
Give the entire city the gas face.
Yeah, no, this is the gas face. Yeah. You got it or do you want me to do it?
You
got to
do it.
Give him the gas face.
As a sports city.
We got to get better.
All right. So all the teams I just ran through, how many of them over this next decade, forget winning because we got to start somewhere, right?
Please.
Make it to a championship series. So the Yankees will make the World Series. I think we can just go one by one.
I think because Gerrit Cole and everything else, I do think next year the Yankees will be in the World Series.
Over the next 10 years, the Yankees will make at least one World Series.
At least one? Oh, yeah. I'm buying that.
Do the Mets get there?
In 10 years?
Yeah, over the next 10 years.
You got a new ownership coming in? I'm buying that.
All right. Do the Bills make a Super Bowl?
Wow. No.
The Giants.
No.
The Jets.
No. And I hate saying that, but it's hard to picture that.
The Islanders, Stanley Cup.
Yes.
The Rangers.
In 10 years. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we're only at 3 teams so far. The Yankees, Islanders, and Rangers.
Wow.
Knicks, Nets, NBA Finals.
Nets, I would say yes. Okay. Knicks, because there's no evidence right now that they have anything headed in that direction. At least the Nets, you could say, have arguably one of the best players in the game in Kevin Durant.
So brace yourselves, New York City. We're on to winning times. 4 of our 9 teams over the next decade.
We're confident right now, but things can change dramatically. You know that.
They can.
I mean,
they
that can change dramatically. The Giants certainly could be a team that gets to the Super Bowl because they've done it in recent history, and you feel like their offense is in a good place.
2011 is not recent history.
Well, I mean, it's a decade, I guess. It's the most recent of anybody. I don't know. I'm just saying.
And they got lucky that year.
You got to feel like the Jets have to be in that blind squirrel. Can't they be a blind squirrel?
You got to at least luck into like, one, when you, right?
When you think about some of these accident. Teams. When you think about some of these teams and how long these droughts have gone, and remember, the Cubs went 100 years. The Cubs went a century. So when you say they've got to eventually figure it out, I mean.
Sometimes you don't.
Wait till next year was literally the motto for the Cubs for many years.
107 years.
So they'll figure it out, they went 100 years and they were the most popular team in that city.
And think about the fact that in that World Series, they were down 3-1.
Oh, please.
Had to mount to win it.
Right. But think about all the other stuff even before that. Bartman and all that. like you still – so you could have a situation, right, where you get – like again, the John Starks thing, God help him. But the John – and I love the guy. But that John Starks thing in 94 will never go away. Yeah. That's as close as they ever got because the Spurs thing, they were never close. But that was as close as they ever got. And you wonder – is that as close as they'll be for more?
Luck into – because the Knicks in 99 –
well, again, the Raptors – if you would have said, oh, well, the Raptors win the championship, like, no. But then they get Kawhi and it's like, boom.
Out of nowhere, right? So the Knicks in 99 had a lockout shortened season, helped get them to the NBA Finals. So we got to luck into one. Speaking of the Cubs –
well, one more thing, too, that a friend of mine points out is that in the AFC, Bills, Jets, you got to think that Brady and Belichick – I mean, they won't still be together in 2029, right?
So there's another Brady Belichick. There's an heir apparent waiting.
Just the division, right? Look, think about the AFC, the Chiefs, Mahomes,
the Ravens.
I mean, the Ravens and Jack. I mean, come on. And then the Steelers always figure it out. So yeah, you've got Houston. You've got some.
Yeah.
You know, you've got teams that already have the quarterback and the coach.
Deshaun Watson, yeah. Patrick Mahomes, yeah. And Lamar Jackson. Yeah. Speaking of the Cubs, I do want to go through some of the, national stories of the decade.
All right.
You said the Cubs, so let's take a listen to how it sounded when they finally overcame.
What a moment.
Not winning in 108 years.
Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play.
I mean, when you think about history, we always talk about what a great moment in sports history. That literally is history. That was history happening. That was such an incredible moment because of – it's epic. Will another team go 100 years? Maybe that's the question. Will another team go 100 years without a champion?
By the way, is LeBron still a Cleveland Indians fan? Remember he was, in the booth?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
With the hat, J.R. Smith. Well,
but you also remember he was a Yankees fan at one point,
that's
too.
That's why I'm asking. So is he now a Dodgers fan?
Whatever.
How does it work?
However the wind blows. But whatever it is, you can't criticize him.
Some more national stories. How about this, Andrew Gunling?
And time runs out.
This is the end of the game.
And for the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over. Finally.
not a lot of Eagles fans were happy with Al Michaels because they felt like this call kind of lacked some luster.
Yeah, because for them, winning a Super Bowl was
they'd
like...
never done it before.
You'd never imagine, especially when you had Chip Kelly go in there and do what he did. And it almost felt like it just ravaged the franchise. So, yeah, that's Al. Although, do you believe in miracles? Yes. So Al Michaels can bring it up an octave when he wants to.
Yeah.
But that was a little... That was, yeah, understated.
How about this one from this past year?
Waited for years. Many doubted we'd ever see it. But here it is. The return to glory.
You see the way he said, and there it is? Can we listen to that again?
Waited for years. Many doubted we'd ever see it.
Love the whisper.
But here it is.
Here it is.
The return to glory.
This sounds like a throwback to the old WBLS days when you're being seduced on the radio. But Tiger Woods winning the Masters, his first major since 2008. What an incredible
story.
I remember watching that here, and I'm not a golf fan by any measure. But when Tiger's involved, my interest level is on 1,000.
Of course, but that's the thing with, and that's why, like again, the NBA in the 2020s, when LeBron goes, I mean he's 35. When he's done. Who's the guy who's going to attract niche fans are always going to watch. The niche fan will always watch basketball and say, well, it's this star now. But who has the overwhelming appeal, transcendent appeal? Tiger, LeBron, obviously Jordan had it. You know, those guys are the ones that give you the commercial appeal that I don't know if the NBA has that player coming up right now.
I think it'll be Julius Randle.
Just like golf doesn't.
Julius Randle.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, working on it.
Well, Giannis.
Hey, two straight 30-point performances now. Or three. It's exciting.
Yeah, too little, too late, my man. So Giannis, Kawhi, like Durant, Curry.
Kawhi Harden. Doesn't want your attention. KD doesn't want to do anything. And Giannis,
he plays
can't pronounce his last name.
and Harden, I mean, you can't even bother watching.
You
got to
see what
basketball.
Steve Kerr just said about Harden, by the way. What
did he say?
That's a long quote. We'll deal with it another day.
All right, let me get to a couple more. This might actually be the soundbite of the decade as far as an NBA standpoint is concerned.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Not a soundbite, but a highlight of the decade, mm-hmm. courtesy of the guy we just talked about, Mike Breen.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup.
What would you say is the bigger play of the decade, this block or Kyrie's shot?
Depends on who you're asking. Are you asking a LeBron stan or are you asking
the
an
objective
NBA analyst?
Objective fan.
Because
the block or the shot?
The block keeps the game from being iced. The three, however, wins it. So which is the bigger play? Because the three means nothing if you don't get the block, but the block means nothing if you don't hit the three. It's chicken and egg, in my opinion.
I will also argue, though.
They both go together.
That if you believe in, Michael says this term, the fallacy of the predetermined outcome.
Mm-hmm.
If Iguodala scores on this basket, that's a two-pointer.
Fair.
Kyrie hits a three.
Tie.
They're up one. It was a tie game.
It was. I thought they were up.
No, it was a tie game. Remember, neither team.
I thought
could
it
score.
Iced it. Gotcha.
It was an offensive.
Dude,
anemia.
So long ago.
But you do come from humble beginnings if you're LeBron James, because we can't forget about this.
Not two. Not three. Not four. Not five.
No, you stopped there.
Not six.
You should have stopped at three.
Not seven.
My favorite part is coming up, though.
Hey. And when I say that, I really believe it.
Yeah, he believed it so much he left after four years.
Mm-hmm.
But you also can't forget about this after the loss to the Mavs.
All the people that was rooting on me to fail, at the end of the day, they got to wake up tomorrow, have the same life that they had before they woke up today. They got the same personal problems they had today.
Oh, man.
And I'm going to continue to live the way I want to live and continue to do the things that I want to do with me and my family and be happy with that. So, they can get a few days or a few months or whatever the case may be being
happy
going. About not only myself, but the Miami Heat not accomplishing their goal. But,
they got
to get back to the real world at some point.
This is the ultimate.
Quite frankly.
Right? Like, that's what that was.
That made me cringe. But I was saying,
like somebody, like a PR guy was on the, like in the back, like doing the whole, like, what's his name?
No, stop. The Lakers beating the Celtics in seven is my moment of the decade. But, as of recent,
your personal moment of the decade.
Kevin Durant corralled his first championship, this was the biggest shot of that series.
James stutter steps on the arc, now accelerates, pass in the corner. Carver for three. Yep. Hit the side rim, no. Durant rebounds.
Yeah, he got it. He got a good look. Now the shot was challenged, but a good look.
Durant for three in the lead. He's got it.
Is that when Calderon switched on to KD for the 30-footer?
LeBron switched on to KD.
No, but he switched off of him, didn't he?
No, that happened the next year because this happened and LeBron wanted no smoke the next year. So in 2017, KD hits the shot in LeBron's face. They win game three, lose game four, but win it in five in Oakland. But this is what started that run, and Kevin Durant goes on to win his first championship. Then he wins another one against LeBron. So, I tried to give you some moments of the decade. Obviously, the segment isn't long enough for us to do it.
No, we could have kept going, but that was a nice trip down memory lane. But also, as I'm getting tweets about it, mind-blowing statistics about just how pathetic we have been as a sports city.
Can we get another gas face, please?
And how it's just, in New York, 2010.
Give him the gas face.
And now we need to change everything. We start new, start fresh with a city filled with teams that have young players. Each team has a young star, a young player that you're pretty excited about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got to hope that out of this group, some of them, not one, but some of them emerge into bringing some pride back to these teams. So we're not talking about tanking and losing and drafting.
And firing GMs and firing coaches and trading players.
No, we should be fighting with other cities about why our team's better than yours.
Well, it's been a pleasure. I do want to say
likewise,
this stuff quickly.
Great job by Tom.
I am so happy for you, my man. I know you're moving on to 1-3. You've been an incredible inspiration and an incredible mentor to me, so I'm thankful for you, and I did want to express that before we got off the air tonight. I'm so happy for you. You're gonna kill it 1-3. You said rule 76, right? No excuses, play like a champion.
That's right.
So I need you to go kick you know what from 1-3 and beat that other station.
Man, that's what we're gonna do. But none of this happens without all of you guys at night. You know, Ty, Anthony, Joel, Mish, Brittany, everybody that worked, Brian, everybody that worked on the show for the last 2 years. You know, got us where we had to be, and you guys are awesome. And so, thank you. But this was a lot of fun.
That will do it for tonight's ENN. That was fun.
Yes,
we had
it
a
was.
Good time. Maybe we will do this again in another 2 years.
Why not?
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.